Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 659, Community News Aplenty, recorded live on November 6th, 2018. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And besides the two of us, we're kind of lonely tonight because we happen to be streaming this podcast alongside the same time as the Game Awards. So we have no one in the chat for tonight. So, might be just a me and GT podcast. And it's been a while since we just had a me and GT podcast.
Well, at least they'll listen to it on the download.
Yeah, we will be watching, see if anyone pops in, but we're not expecting anyone to. If you hear us talk about random things about the Game Awards during the stream, that's kind of why. Oh, Kevin's here. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Hello. By the way,
if you find that voice tear somewhere on the internet, let me know, which we'll get to in a second. Oh, and we got Fudged from Fort Under Dawn on as well. So we got a couple people here. We're not alone. Yay!
I like Fudged. No Halo game, no watch.
That's a good point. We got Halo here, though. Well, as we normally start off with, now on the show, we have a little bit of stream review for us to look at. So, GT, give us a lowdown on Fragment Friday from last week.
Well, last week we played a lot of MCC. Spent quite a bit of time in Big Team. Got to use the new map what do they call it?
Match Composer?
Yeah, Match Composer. Almost said map. Anyway, and it works really well. It tends to favor Halo 3, so we had to turn Halo 3 off for a little while. After 5 games in a row, that was enough.
That seems to be the popular one, so you definitely have to change the search parameters.
I get it, but it needs to be a... When you have all games selected, it needs to be a fair rotation between them.
Well, the only downside to that is
if somebody wants to play Halo 3, then they can uncheck everything else.
But the thing is, if you have Halo 3 checked, you will still match to everyone that has Halo 3, only Halo 3 checked. That's how that works.
Like I said, when you have multiple games checked, it should give a fair opportunity to all the games that you have checked.
Oh, gotcha. So within your search parameters, it should say, hey, this guy's played Halo 3 in the last 5 games. Try to find something that's not Halo 3.
Exactly. I had all the games checked, and we played 5 Halo 3 games in a row. Don't get me wrong, we had fun. But it gets irritating when you play the same thing over and over.
Something that they've actually taken feedback on, because that's, I'm sure you're not, or we're not the only ones that have that problem. I think if I'm not mistaken, Taz and Drax were talking about that on their latest episode of Gamer Rage, where they were searching and they got Halo 3 4 times in a row, and then they eventually turned that off. Or maybe it was, it's just Protoss guys. So yeah, I hope that's something that they actually take as feedback and maybe look at balancing out. If not, that might be a vocal minority type of thing. I don't know.
You know, it's a...
Because there's so much hype behind Halo 3 right now.
We were playing random game types, but they were all in Halo 3. And, you know, when I pick all the games, I'd like a nice mix between the different games.
Sure.
You know, if I only wanted to play Halo 3, then I would pick Halo 3. But, you know, I think the game bias needs to be adjusted because it seems to favor Halo 3.
I could see that. Hey, Pens. I think that's something that is worth feedback to 343 if people haven't been making that feedback public to them yet.
It's possible. I haven't checked feedback forums yet, so.
But you bring up a really good point. We had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Had a good crowd.
Yeah.
still wish I had a few more customs. We did play some classic Team Bubble Bath.
Yes. Yes, we did. We need to bump the score up on that.
I have to admit, on the Xbox One X, I was not having very much lag issues when it came to screen.
Wow.
Unlike the last time I played it, where it was almost unplayable.
I do remember when we played on the 360, and it got to the point where you're maybe getting 2 to 5 frames a second.
Yeah.
And even just on my Halo 5 Xbox, which is basically a normal Xbox One, not the X, I wasn't really getting anything below maybe 15 frames a second. So the updated hardware definitely gives it a bump.
Well, I think a lot of it is the update to the game, because the last time we played it, we played on Xbox One, and I was having some really bad frame rates. I mean, it was dropping to 10, 15 frames a second, and occasionally it would drop even lower than that. Not near as bad as on the 360. On the 360, yeah, there was parts of it, if you were getting 2 frames per second, you were lucky. But this time, it seemed to run a lot smoother. Now, granted, I do have an Xbox One X, so that's probably part of it. But it seemed like throughout the lobby, everybody was having better luck, and there was a good mix of consoles in there. Between the original Xbox One to a Slim to the Xbox One X. So that speaks to me that they've optimized the game a little bit better to where it can handle those, that it can deliver that crazy frame rate to these Xboxes.
I think the dedicated servers probably also helped too. With the fact that they're actually running on dedicated servers now and not LAN
or not like local Xbox. I think the update to the game had as much to do with it as the hardware. And granted, there's been a lot of updates to the Xbox One's operating system since the last time we played it too. So
very true.
But all in all, it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting a game browser early next year. So maybe we can do a little bit more in the custom market.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Because don't get me wrong, matchmaking's fun, but it's nice just to kick back and have some fun in customs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be great to finally... Well, and if they continue to go down the route, I forget which MCC update it was, but being able to convert or migrate over maps and nodes from the classic titles to the new ones and like pull the popular stuff down, then they could do instead of Bungie favorites, a 343 favorites in the MCC menu, and then provide those as quick grabs for custom lobby hosts.
Yeah, the way they were talking about it, they can do it, but it's going to be a lot of work to do it.
Well, they have the tool sets to do it one at a time internally, but they don't have a way to do it in bulk.
Yeah. So, it's going to take time for these to really start showing up, but I have no doubt that once they get it, they'll work on getting several of them done and then do an update for at least matchmaking. So, a 343 favorites, that would be awesome to have that. I always liked looking at what the latest Bungie favorites were.
When they were actually updated.
Well, I mean, while the game was active, they were updated fairly regularly.
Yes.
There were a lot of repeat customers. I won't argue that. But, it was nice to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think for the most part, I'm hoping we'll get a somewhat resurgence of custom lobbies and custom games going. I know that was a big thing back when Halo 3 was the game on Xbox with Forge and everything.
Oh yeah, there was all kinds of custom maps, custom games that were created for Halo 3, and that's really what started the custom game frenzy. With Halo 3 was the availability of Forge, because you could make the map that you wanted. You didn't have to try to make a game type that fit a developer map. and it just gave you so much more customization. Don't get me wrong, Halo 2 had a decent amount of customization when it came to the game type, but you had to play it on the stock maps, and that can detract from some of the fun.
Yes.
Because you can't get the map to play exactly the way you want.
But with the tool sets that were available in Halo 2, people came up with good game types, and then just look at what happened with Forge and just the creativity.
Don't get me wrong, there was lots of fun custom games in Halo 2. It was just a limited selection because, there was limits to what you could do. It's like coming up with Infection. That was actually fun. It was limited. And Halo 3 really expanded on that, and there were a lot of fun games in Halo 3. Race really took off in Halo 3. I'm looking forward to seeing some of that stuff come back.
It'll be nice, and especially for game nights, it'll be one of those things that I'm sure you'll be taking full advantage of and updating your library, and I'll update my library too.
I just hope they change the way that you have to download the maps and game types. I want to be able to just browse the maps and game types and download them. I don't want to have to add the person as a friend, then view their file share, and then download it. I just want to download it. And I really hope that they work on a web interface for that as well, so people that create custom content can offer links to their map and their game type, on YouTube. That makes it so much easier to feature maps and game types on YouTube, because you can provide a direct link to download that information. So you don't have to go really hunting for it when you're sitting in front of your Xbox. You can click on a link, log into Waypoint, click download, and it's done. Next time you fire up your Xbox, it'll download it.
I think that's I'm hoping that's kind of in the forethought of what they're trying to develop. I'm guessing that since communities kind of voiced that as the preferred method of getting files, that should be something that they're working on. And I mean, that's what the Halo 3 file browser was, and Halo 4. Did Halo 4 kind of do that? I don't remember, to be honest.
Halo 3, Halo 4, Reach, they all had it.
Okay.
But all the early games, they have dropped it because it's legacy coding. And for some reason, they couldn't. If I remember correctly, it was something about their terms of use.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't.
Privacy stuff.
Privacy crap. And
yep.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. A lot of the stuff is still, on their servers, because, if you had it tagged to upload it, it uploads to the servers. It's from people that haven't even turned on their Xbox in 5 years. So, I can understand that, but they should still have a way to do that, because the game is still playable. You can fire up your 360 and play Halo 3, classic Halo 3, not Master Chief Collection, just regular Halo 3. And for people like me that, had this, I used to have a large collection, and yeah. Now I don't. It doesn't help me in any way for MCC. And I have to admit that the way they do custom games in MCC, as far as the way they sort them, I'm pretty happy with that. It's not too bad.
Well, and the nice thing would be if they ever get to a point where they can let users, transfer their maps from 360 to Xbox One. I mean, you can only have, 25 or 24 slots on your file share? 25. So imagine people just getting stuff from their local hard drive and put my first load up to the file share, download all the new stuff, right? Put my next set of stuff up, download it. Okay, keep doing that over and over again until you get
Yeah, I don't know that 343 is ever going to be able to create a tool that will automatically do it for people.
Maybe not, but...
Because the way they described it when they mentioned it, it's... They've got to run it through a couple of, you know, a couple, three different programs and then do some manual tweaking to get the maps to work correctly.
Right, but if they can automate some of that tweaking, maybe it's one of those things where they can have a map be evaluated for, like, conversion. Like, if it's simple enough, the conversion can be done automated, but if not, then, like, throw up an error saying, this map cannot be automatically converted for X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, I kind of wonder for, you know, I don't know how much time it takes them to convert one. And depending on the complexity of the map, I'm sure affects how long it takes. In some cases, it might be quicker just to reforge the map than it would be to convert it.
And sometimes, but you also have to think of some of the forging tricks that people do and like the hours they spend on trying to perfectly position something, at least for Halo 3 Forge. Halo 4 Forge, yeah, it's probably easier just to go into Forge and do it.
Well, same for Reach, I guess Reach doesn't matter, but
right,
because it's not part of the Meshkeep collection, but I would like to see that come back to Reach as well, you know, because there's still people out there play custom games on Reach, and I would like to be able to browse that content without painstakingly looking through the content browser in game, because it sucks doing it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice if you're in game to do it, but it is a pain to scroll through hundreds of lines of entries when you're doing a search for something. So, no, I get it.
You know, it's like trying to find a video in a text search on YouTube.
Yeah. No, that's a good comparison. I hadn't thought about it that way, but that's a good comparison.
But yeah, I would like to see that come back, and I hope it does, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, and anything that they do at this point is just extra for the community, so if it's possible, they may do it, as long as it doesn't take too much development efforts.
But for the Master Chief Collection, the groundwork's already been laid, because they already had it, sorta.
Yeah,
they never implemented it very well for the Master Chief Collection. They need to get it done. And I hope that they do, you know, the browser in game is better than what the other games have, but I really hope that they also give you a way to browse game type or maps and game types on their website.
Yeah, I think that's almost it's not like a requirement, but that's almost that if it's possible to do it, they should do it. Cause that's really the best way to share content.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, now that we spent the first half an hour on, talking about Friday, I guess, quick announcement that you brought up before the show, there will not be a Fraggin' Friday on the 21st, which will be the Friday before Christmas.
I will be spending time with my family, and we will remind you again next week.
But yeah, so next week and the following week we'll have it, next week will be the only week.
We'll have it tomorrow and we'll have it next week. It's the week after that.
Right.
We will be off. So we'll remind you again next week.
So just a heads up there. A few of us did actually stay after you left and got some achievements in MCC. So cool. Keys, Misa, Speg, and myself went into a custom game, and I was able to get two achievements, and I think Misa got two or three when we were playing. Speg was also working on one. I don't know if he actually got one. He may have, but the two achievements I got were Shook the Hornet's Nest, which is to get 30 kills while in the Hornet on Halo 2 Anniversary Multiplayer, which you can do that on custom games, not matchmaking. And then also got Skeet Shooter, which is kill 15 enemies airborne from a man cannon in Halo 2 Anniversary Multiplayer. So I got that one as well. And then on Sunday, I had my achievement stream, and apparently for the par scores, you can do it co-op and do it cumulative scoring, and that counts for the scoring achievement. So I was able to get the last two ODST score achievements and the one that encompasses all of Halo 3 ODST scores. So all my scoring is now complete.
Cool.
Yeah.
That also reminds me, over the weekend, I attempted to record another episode of Achieving Halo, and it was all working great. And then halfway through the level, it quit showing me the achievements. I got the achievements, but they didn't pop. I was really upset. So I go to record it again. And this time, because I'm running outskirts, the final, you know, run through the Warthog run at the end. First time I blew right through it. Didn't die once. The next five times I tried it, I couldn't make it past those freaking turrets.
Oh, jeez.
I'd get two of them past and the third one would kill me. And I have no idea. Talk about random luck.
I guess you could always just say this is where the achievement pops.
I could, but it's...
I know it's not quite the same. I don't know.
I kind of like seeing them pop on the screen.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, if I had After Effects and I was really good with it, I could fake it, but...
Yeah.
I kind of like having honesty in my videos.
No, I mean, it makes sense, but when the hardware doesn't work in your favor and it's being ridiculous, then that's weird. Why would they just stop showing achievements all of a sudden?
I don't know. I think it temporarily lost connection with the Xbox servers and it just farted up, you know, while I was playing.
So afterwards, did the achievements even pop, or did it just like not pop?
No, they never popped. It gave me credit for them, but they never displayed on the screen.
That's crazy. Okay. Way to go, Xbox.
Yay! You know, I thought they fixed that one.
No, I guess. Anyways.
That was one of the early problems with when I was doing Halo CE. That was one of the early problems I had, and that's why I have three accounts to run these missions on. Because invariably I'd run the mission and none of the achievements would pop. I get credit for them, but none of the achievements would pop.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Okay.
So you got what, four more achievements? Five more achievements?
I didn't even check how many I had left. But I have...
Well, you got what? You got 28. Two Friday night, and then you got what, three more Sunday?
Yep. So I got a total of five this past week, and I have 28 left.
Cool. And four of those are lassos.
Five of those are lasos.
Five?
ODST.
Oh, I didn't think ODST had a lazo run.
Yep.
That one really gonna suck.
Yes, it is. So, yep, I have the five lazos. I have the flip yap one still, which is just bleh. Doing the library on heroic without dying, which I can do. I actually almost did that when I played through Halo CE, like after the wife playthrough, like when I was running through it, I got to the very end, the very last door, and I died because I walked into a corner I shouldn't have walked into.
You know, that one, you just put on the scarab skull and go.
Can you do that?
As long as it's not a time or scoring achievement, it should be.
There's a scarab skull in Halo CE?
I thought there was. No, not scarab, not CE. But you can do bandana and boom.
Boom's a bad idea.
No, boom's a good idea.
With carrier forms?
Oh, yeah. They make awesome grenades. But
right, but if you're close to them.
This is what you do. Let's see, the first big door that you have to stand by and wait for 343 to open. If you go through that door and to the left, and you go all the way to the end of the hall, make another left, and in the back right corner, there's a shotgun. Throw your AR away, pick up the shotgun. Okay.
Oh, by that time, I already have a shotgun.
No. Well, I mean, if you do the skips.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Which I would recommend you do the skips. But with the boom skull, you have to be very careful because you can kill yourself pretty easily.
Yeah.
Well, when you're standing on a grenade, but what you do is you run up, activate the next wave, and then back off, and then shoot the carrier forms with your pistol, and they pretty much just wipe everything out continuously. I mean, it takes care of infection forms, combat forms, carrier forms, everything.
It's just getting too close to one.
That's why you keep the pistol. So you don't have to get close.
I still have to get the night kills and the watcher kills, 1,000 of each of those. There's the lazo achievements for just doing one mission with lazo, so that's also another lazo thing. I have to do 3 complete legendaries in under 3 hours. There's also a lazo for complete each individual game specific lazo playlist. So that's another lazo one. Let's see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matchmaking achievements. Earning assist medals in multiplayer and earning beatdown medals in multiplayer. Getting headshots in multiplayer. Getting double kill medals in match made games. So that's 8. Killing sprees, 9. And then the win 450 and win 500 multiplayer games. So those are all the achievements I have left.
Yeah, and most of those will just take time.
Especially the matchmaking ones. So, yep. 28 achievements to go. And lasers are going to be a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. I did learn something else while I was doing that run. If you're going to be grenade jumping, leave feather off.
Yeah?
Don't get me wrong. It makes it easier to jump. But if you do a grenade jump, you go into low orbit.
You fly. You fly. Oh, yep. That's another good point. I mean, boom gives you enough of a boost as it is already.
Yeah. Well, I pretty regularly play with Sputnik on just because it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that it can get you killed, but it's still fun to hit a box and splatter an elite with it.
Oh, sure.
But feather. Yeah. When you turn feather on and you try to do a grenade jump. Wow.
I can imagine.
I'm not joking. With just feather and Sputnik on, not even having boom on, it would blow me high enough in the sky that the fall timer would kill me.
I believe it. Yep, be careful with those bonus skulls, because they can definitely, they're meant to help you, but they can also turn right around and get you back.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's my achievement stream from this past week, and I did stream with the wife again on Tuesday and taught her a few more things. Ace actually joined up on the custom games that we had going on, because he likes to troll me, but we taught my wife how to drive the tank, how to drive the ghost, the refresher on the warthog, dual wielding, and noob comboing. So I believe she has most of the basics down at this point.
Ah, the Vista Ghost. So much fun.
Mm-hmm. I did not. Oh, come on, Uni. He just posted the spotlight for the week.
Of course.
Thanks, Uni.
Appreciate that. Barely love you very ever, much. Yeah. Not.
Better late than never, though, I guess. We'll get to that, I guess, near the end of the show. So yeah, we'll be doing, we'll actually start her gameplay next week. We watched the first cutscene, and I did the whole like tutorial thing bit, and we watched that cutscene as well. So the first, the Heretic and then Arrival are the two actual mission titles. So we've done those. So we'll be jumping in and playing all that on Tuesday next week. And starting off with her Halo 2 journey. So that should be fun. Looking forward to that. You know what's funny? The very first thing on this community update or community spotlight is Pokemon related.
Gotta catch them all.
We have infected the Halo blog with our Pokemon Halo crossover. If Brent was here, he would be happy.
Yes.
Lots of stuff in this update. Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. So that's our stream recaps. You can check us out on Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube for all the gaming streams that we have. For Fragment Friday, it starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For Sundays, I start around 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And then on Tuesdays, we usually start sometime between 7 and 7:30. It usually kind of depends on how the night's going or if we're doing anything beforehand. So sometime in between 7 and 7:30 p.m. Eastern is when we start those streams. And for Halo 2, I'm actually going to start broadcasting that on the Podtacular channel, I think. We'll have that going up there. I was doing my personal channel before on Mixer, but I'm trying to get the stream config or my TV setup configured to where I can actually stream to all the channels on Podtacular for that stream. So hopefully we'll get that going for the next stream next week. That's the goal, at least.
Sounds good.
Yeah. The first article we have is the 2018 Halo Holiday Gift Guide. Woo-hoo! So, of course, getting your favorite Halo fan a bunch of good Halo gifts is no easy task, but James Miles Smith, a.k.a. Phasmatic, is here to help. And part of the community stream this week had him and Uni on the show showing off some of the content that you can get for the holidays this year. Things include the Halo Official Spartan Field Manual. It is a child novel type of thing published by Scholastic. And it's supposed to be kind of the in-universe representation of the field manuals that get handed out to all the Spartans and when they get enrolled into the Spartan program. So that's a cool little gift to get. You also have Halo Silent Storm and Halo Bad Blood. Yeah, for some of the toys, the things that they highlighted are the Funko Pop figures, so the Master Chief one and the Arbiter one in particular. There's also the Halo Mega Constructs Forge Warthog and Banished Goliath. That's a Mega Constructs set that you can get. There's also the Totaku Halo Master Chief figure, which has been sold out for over a month now. I don't even know why they posted that in the article when it was sold out way before this article was posted, and it's still sold out on the GameStop website.
Well, maybe it'll come back.
It's kind of frustrating. Just a bit. There's also the Halo Mattel 12-inch Atriox figure that they showed off during the stream. Very posable and playable. For the video side of things, there's the Halo Complete Video Collection Blu-ray and DVD set. I believe that includes the Fall of Reach little short that they did. It includes Halo Legends and...
What's the other animated series? Legends. It includes Fall of Reach, I believe Forward Under Dawn, Nightfall, and what was the other one?
I'm drawing a blank too. I'm trying to find the link so I can click on it. Halo Legends, Halo 4, Forward Under Dawn, Halo the Fall of Reach, and Halo Nightfall.
Okay, so Legends. So it did have Legends.
Yeah, I thought I had Legends.
So hence the reason I haven't bought it yet, because there's only two of them on there I actually want to watch.
Right.
And I already have both of them, so I don't need to buy them again.
Let me guess. Halo Legends and Halo 4, Forward Under Dawn. Yeah, that's not too hard to figure out. Yeah, so all the videos that they've produced thus far, as Kevin said. We also have some apparel and accessories available. So there is the Halo Master Chief long sleeve tee that we talked about last week. There's also a Master Chief decorative pillow cover. This is on Amazon. There's actually four different variations or four different pillow cover designs you can actually get. So the link that they have in the article takes you to the one that has Master Chief, the Halo 4 Master Chief, and it has Wake Me When You Need Me on it, which is kind of funny because it being a pillow cover, there's a little bit of a pun there. But there's three other designs on the Amazon link when you click on that. There's also a Master Chief Youth Micro Fleece One pajama piece, which is kind of the Master Chief. If you think of the Master Chief Halloween costume, it's kind of very similar to that, but it's a fleece and it doesn't have all the padding and everything to make you look bulky. So there's a pajama set there. There's, of course, the Halo Legendary Crate. And there's actually a code that Loot Crate had out for, I think, the rest of the year. I think that's 25% off. I should have looked this up beforehand. I forgot that there was even the code. Geek the Halls. Oh, it's a buy two, get one free on three crate plans. So basically 33% off if you get, for example, the 6-month subscription of the Halo Crate. Geek the Halls gets you 33% off if you kind of round it out between all three crates.
Sorry, I was reading ahead.
Oh. So for the crates, or for the code, Geek the Halls, it works for all crates. So if you like the Marvel crate or the regular Loot Crate, Gaming Crate, the Harry Potter, Halo, anime, all that kind of stuff. Geek the Halls, all one word. And if you want the Halo Crate, you can go over to podtaggler.com/lootcrate and then use the Geek the Halls code and we'll get you one crate or three crates for the price of two, getting one crate for free, essentially, or 33% off, depending on how you look at it. There's also a Xbox One Avatar items for Master Chief and Atriox. We've covered both of those on here before. And then the very last one, you want to take a guess on how expensive Halo Fireteam Raven is?
I think that price is padded a little bit.
Probably. So you can actually buy a Halo Fireteam Raven kit for £51,997 and translated into US currency, that's $67,000. You can actually buy this thing.
I'd like to know who you call to buy it.
Well, there's a website. There's a legit website that they link to in the article.
There it is.
So I'm pretty sure no one here has the money to buy this. Maybe Kevin and some savings somewhere. But yeah, you can buy Halo Fireteam Raven.
They have financing available.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah. And they have free delivery and installation.
Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't extend to the United States.
I have no idea.
Oh, jeez.
They have 19.9% APR financing.
Yeah, that's a good interest rate.
That's a heavy markup.
Whoa.
That's a heavy markup. It's interesting. They link to a British site, or I guess a European site. I don't know if it's British specifically. They link to a European site. And when they posted it on the article, they put it in US dollars instead of the pounds.
Well, they probably did the conversion, but yeah.
I wonder if there's just a US retailer somewhere that's like only for like private stuff, and that's the cost for those, and then they just happen to link to a site where that's actually public.
I don't know. I'm wondering if Fireteam Raven hasn't been a hit over across the pond.
I don't know.
And people are trying to get some money back out of their machines.
I would think people are interested in it. I mean, it's gotten a lot of good reviews, and people have been ecstatic over it from what I've seen on Twitter. But yeah, right now, the exchange rate, at least according to Google, is for the 51,997 is $66,424.40. That conversion is about spot on.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. If you feel so inclined, or if you have the money and you want to buy a Fireteam Raven, you can.
Or just wait until it starts getting unpopular and buy it for Dave and Buster's when they want to get rid of it. I'm sure you'd be able to pick it up for 40 grand then.
Looking at the finer print down below, as far as free delivery and installation, it says The free delivery and installation is only available in the mainland UK.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much.
Areas further north than Glasgow, like West Wales or Devon or Cornwall, have an additional charge.
I wonder what the additional charge would be to install it in the United States. Another $40,000.
Well, I'm almost wondering if there's a U.S. reseller.
I don't know.
Kevin, do you know?
I mean, there are companies out there that do sell video games to the public.
Oh, I know. But it's just one of those things that I'm kind of curious as to, like, they have that over in the UK to be purchased. There's got to be somewhere here that you can purchase it. So, yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't imagine the power consumption's that bad on one of those.
All the lights of the, like, the Halo ring and all the effects stuff is probably quite a bit.
Probably LED.
Yeah. There's still a lot of lights in it.
Don't get me wrong. You know, it draws, but I would almost bet that my computer, what I'm sitting in front of right now, probably draws more power while I'm playing games than that does.
Well, you have something that's running two 4K monitors, so that's going to be a beefy computer to run all that.
Yeah, but it's also a purpose-built computer to run a single program.
That's true. Very good point. Didn't think about that, but you're right. Moving on. So that's the holiday gift guide. All price ranges going from 67K down to $9.99. We've got the community highlight spotlight article. I'm already starting to lose it. That we'll get to in a little bit. We have a bunch of other stuff community wise that we'll cover, and then hopefully we have a chance to go through this because there's a lot of stuff again in the community spotlight. So we'll see how it goes. For Halo tweets, the Halo series at Showtime loses the director Rupert Wyatt. So, yeah. This one got a lot of bad press. People read articles or read titles and did not actually read the fine print of what really happened. So, because of some delays and changes in production schedule, the current director, Rupert Wyatt, had to step away from the project. So, it's not that the project is failing or there's major issues with it. It's just a matter of scheduling conflicts. There is another thing that he is currently prepping for release that he's attached to. So it's just moves and shakes up in how, I guess, the planning is going. Nothing bad. The note that he left on Variety, or that he was quoted with from Variety, seemed like he was in a very, very pleased to work on the project, and that he wishes it the best, and he's looking forward to seeing it coming out. And it looked like he wasn't necessarily a Halo fan before the project, but by the tone of the quote that is in the Variety article, seems like he is very much looking forward to when it comes out. Overall, it seems like the production is going well, and that the project that is going to be coming from the TV show is going to be good. It's just a couple of changes in the way that things are going. I wouldn't say it's bad, but I definitely think a lot of people kind of just took titles and blew things out of proportion as to how...
No, Halo community blow stuff out of proportion? That never happens.
Yeah, of course not. Halo TV show is still in good grounds. If you saw tweets and other people kind of making a big fuss about without actually reading the article, then you know things are kosher. Things are good. Not to fear. You still have good stuff going down. I think I just accidentally closed out my multi-stream tab. So if people are commenting, I'm not seeing it at the moment. Oops. I got so many different tabs open. It's just,
More tabs, more tabs, more tabs.
Well, we got a lot of community tweets to actually discuss. That's why I have so many tabs open. And Firefox is actually chugging a little bit too because of it. PDF maintenance guide is on Rothreel's site if you want to read it. Oh, there's two PCs in the cabinet? I guess they're just kind of like network linked or something to...
Yeah, I'm sure they're tied together to sync up.
Yeah.
It's probably set up no different than, you know, two Xboxes connected together.
That's what I'm guessing. So yeah. All right. Some more community stuff. First tweet I have here is Bravo and Lottie have been announced to be some of the commentators for UGC. That's the tournament coming up in January for the Halo 3 4v4 Classic tournament that they're hosting. So yeah, Bravo's still in the Halo scene. Can't get away from it. That's the first tweet we have. Next one is MLG Puckett, for those back who were with Halo back in the MLG days, has started doing top 10s again for Halo. So he just released his first one this past week, doing a top 10 Halo 3 clips. So if you want to check it out, he has a YouTube channel. And just search for his Twitter account, MLG Puckett, and then you can find the link to the video there. And then for those that are in the chat that want to go watch the top 10, I'll go ahead and post it in there as well. And yes, Fush, more tabs, more problems. So that's cool to see that back. The Halo Classic for UGC is also helping raise some funds for the prize pool by selling merch. So UGC Events is doing a crowdfunding campaign by selling merch, and you can get quite a few different products to support UGC. Even if you're not at the event, you can go to ugcstore.gg and you can find, they have, I think, three different pieces of merch. The first one is a t-shirt. The second one is an event bag, a drawstring bag, and then the third one is an event zip-up hoodie. There you can also donate just straight to the Halo Classic to help contribute to the prize pool if you so desire. But if you want to buy some swag, there is a t-shirt, a drawstring bag, and a zip-up hoodie.
Cool. Nothing that I need, but it's neat stuff.
But I think there's going to be quite a bit of attraction to this stuff, especially with the Halo 3 hype.
Yeah.
By the way, quick shout out to Christopher Judge, because he's currently on the Game Awards, and I love Stargate. next tweet. We have MCC having DDoS issues. So you may have been seeing tweets from pro streamers getting DDoSed because of some of the code in MCC actually exposes the IPs of people's ISPs.
Nice. They need to fix that.
Yeah. So they have that marked as a thing on the Trello board. And it is something that they are looking to fix with relays. And hopefully that will help mask IP addresses for streamers and connectors. And that's apparently been a huge problem lately. So they are aware of it. Tashi put out a tweet, I think yesterday, saying that they are actively trying to, actively working on a fix for it, and hopefully it will be in a not too distant patch. So we'll see how that goes. I think if they're going to be doing relays, my only concern of that is going to be a little bit of latency, but I think for the privacy aspect and actually being able to play, that might be, I think, an acceptable give and take. Yeah.
Yeah, above everything else, they need to protect people's privacy.
Yes. Yeah. That is not a joke.
There's just, you know, not too long ago here in my state, you guys have probably heard of swatting.
Well, I've heard of it.
Someone from California called the local police and gave them a local address and said there was an armed shooter or active shooter at this address.
Mm-hmm.
The SWAT team showed up and they killed a guy.
Whoa.
And it was a streamer. He was streaming when the cops hit the door. He killed his stream to go answer the door, and unfortunately, the gentleman was killed.
What?
The guy, they did figure out who it was, and the person that called in the or gave the false call is now facing second-degree murder charges.
Jeez.
Like I said, privacy above everything else. I will deal with a little bit of lag to protect my privacy.
Yep. I would too. I knew what swatting was, but I didn't know there was something in...
Unfortunately, it's happened more than once.
Yeah, I've heard stories of... And it, unfortunately, it's one of those things that also kind of gets pushed down, not necessarily hush-hush, but doesn't get brought up as often. And of course, well, not to be judgmental or anything, but with the media and gaming not mixing and them liking to blame gaming for a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But they don't get coverage.
If you think you're getting the whole story from any media outlet, I would like to join you in that pipe dream.
I think the closest thing to actual news on TV these days is your local news.
Yeah, but even there, you generally get a biased reporting of the news. Some newscasters are better than others.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, but there's usually something behind the story they're telling.
But it's a lot better than a Fox News or an MSNBC or a CNN.
Yes.
Significantly anyway, better, in my opinion.
What I'm saying is, you know, I appreciate that they want to go through the steps to make sure that that kind of information is being protected, so something stupid like that doesn't happen.
Yes.
DDoSing's bad enough. People think swatting's funny until you have 12 armed officers pointing assault rifles in your face. That is not fun. But I'm glad that they're addressing that issue, and I hope that they get the fix out soon.
It'd not be good if that happened before Halo. Not good. Since we're on the topic of fixes and trailer boards, I didn't actually put this in the show notes, but there was a small patch that came to MCC yesterday. A couple of minor bugs that they fixed. For Halo 3, they resolved an issue where host migration would not occur when the host leaves a custom game, ending in a game, resulting in a game ending. For Halo Combat Evolved, they fixed an issue where horizontal and vertical aiming speeds would not be reflected appropriately when selecting higher values. And then they had a couple matchmaking balances as well. For Halo CE, Social 8v8, they reduced the weighting on Ice Fields and Death Island. And for 8v8 Capture the Flag, they reduced the weighting for when multiple game types are selected for Capture the Flag. So Capture the Flag would not show up as often. For Halo 2 Classic, for Social, on the 2v2 Slayer option, the map Sanctuary has been added. And then for Ranked Halo 2 Team Arena, they added Halo 2 Team Hardcore maps and variants into the playlist. And then for Halo 4 Social, for the 8v8 Capture the Flag option, the 5 win game types have now been reduced to 3 wins. So that was the tiny balance that came out for MCC yesterday, December 5th.
Those sound like good adjustments.
Tiny little bounces. Next tweet that we have is Vetoed, being one of the first members of the Grassroots program, is giving away the first set of HCS Grassroots codes to viewers of his stream tomorrow, which will be December 7th. So if you want a chance to grab a HCS Battle Rifle skin for Halo 5 or the nameplate in MCC, then make sure you are following him at twitch.tv/Vetoed, and he will be doing that starting at noontime tomorrow. The winter season for Halo 5 ranked matchmaking has begun, so hopefully you got your placing in your favorite playlist. They aren't doing the emblems anymore. Instead, you get 3 legendary arena boosts, XP boosts, and the new ranking system is now live as of today. So go in there and get your placings and have some fun in matchmaking. And we got Ace of Spades over on the Twitch channel. Thanks for dropping by. Next week we have is Sketch is posting another unofficial poll. This one not as heated of a debate and relevant to the development of Infinite. So he asks, which firefight is the or is your most favorite? Halo 3 ODST, Halo Reach, or Halo 5's Warzone firefight? Yes. See,
that's a hard one because I like each of them for a different reason. I mean, ODST I like because of just how balls out hard it is, because it's a challenge. Halo Reach I like because of the sheer amount of customization you can do when you play custom firefight. And then, you know, Halo 5s I like because you get to use these awesome overpowered weapons.
The downside to Halo 5, though, is it's just the five rounds and that's it. You can't do the infinite rounds and you can't do it in custom either.
Well, yeah, I understand. Like I said, I like all three of them, but I like them for different reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like one any more than the others.
But if you had to pick a experience that you would play for the rest of...
I really have to think on that one.
I put Halo 3 ODST when I voted.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ponder on that one for a little while.
Well, you have two more days to think about it if you want to respond to the poll. So same thing for everyone else. Right now, out of 1,748 votes, Halo 3 ODST is in the lead with 46%. Halo Reach with 43% and Halo 5 with 11%.
Well, that's pretty much the way I figured it would be. I figured it's probably going to be a fight between ODST and Reach. But, you know, like I said, they're both a lot of fun.
Yep. It's a tough one. Certainly a tough one. So that is up on Sketch's Twitter if you want to go vote. Bobby wholeheartedly agrees with you on your perspective, which is a good perspective. That's good.
At least somebody agrees with me.
Yeah. Next tweet we have is from Pixel Flare, his latest set of renders. This time he's done some stuff based on the Halo 3 multiplayer armor sets and themes. So that is up on his Twitter. And of course he makes beautiful renders. I'll go ahead and post the link for those who want to check it out. But yeah, just beautiful stuff that he makes. And it's three different ones. The first one is, and those Halo 3 armors look sharp in his renders.
Oh yeah. He's done a really good job with those.
Yeah, he's super talented. So talented. I think that was the last tweet. There's a couple other tweets, but they're kind of more from the community update side of the thing. So that's what we have for the community tweets. For other community updates, we have a few weekly updates. We have one from Insulation01 this week, along with Halo Downfall. And yeah, so those are the weekly updates. So for Installation 01, their weekly update has them modeling a new Spartan laser, and they actually did that over a stream. So that's pretty interesting. They also have Mark, I forget his last name. Give me a second to find it. Matt Lake. I don't know where I got Mark from. Matt Lake, he's back. And the last time he was in the updates, he's talking about how some of the texturing on the biped models can get a little distorted, especially around the groin region. So he went into detail on how adding more bones in there that aren't necessarily like actual physical bones, but help with rendering out things and how certain textures or models twist and turn together. Work. So there's a little bit of information on that. Installation01 is also working on Rich Presence in Discord, and they also have a little community spotlight section of their own with community artwork emblems, pencil drawings, and other community-related things. So you can go check them all out over at installation01.org. So I think they're back into the weekly update grind. At least it would seem that way. For Halo Downfall, we have the weekly update there, and they have a new Warthog model that they're showing off. They also showed off a 2v2 map that they're working on, and they also have some new grenade models as well. And again, they are looking for anyone with experience in design, modeling, and art. They are looking for people to help out with their project. No update from Sins of the Prophets this week. For Operation Trebuchet, though, ModDB, which is a pretty popular mod site for PC game mods and everything, has their voting going on for this year. So right now you can vote for the Operation Trebuchet mod as mod of the year. What they're doing for right now is trying to get the top 100 mods voted for on the platform. So I guess the community side of the voting is trying to determine the top 10, and then they will, or top 100, and then they will figure out from there who their mod of the year is going to go to. So go support a Halo mod. Go support a Halo community. There you have it on their Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Operation Trebuchet. That is spelled Trebuchet. And go vote. Voting is open until 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, December 11th. So make sure you go for then. For Griffball, the AGLA Fall 2018 Championship was this past weekend. And congratulations to One Hit Wonders, who took home the championship title.
Congrats.
Yeah. The AGLA and Griffball is back and still smashing like crazy.
Smash.
Next tweet we have is from Vin Warrior, who used to write some articles for us here on PodTackler, but he's off doing his own thing now, and he has an article. It's his fourth installment of a proposal for Halo Legends 2, and it is titled Good Morning Alice. It is a wonderful piece. It's not too long of a read. It'll take you probably a good 10, 15 minutes to read, but he's working on kind of just a proposal of some stories to have if there were to be a Halo Legends 2. So he is working with Ezel VFX for some of the concept artworks, and then he's doing a bunch of the writing on their articles. So check him out at Vincent Gatt on Twitter, and the website is vinwarrior.wordpress.com. So shout out to you, buddy. You're making some great waves out there. And so far, this fourth chapter has gotten some great feedback and great response. So definitely go check them out and give them some support. For the Modern Control Scheme, we actually had someone respond to our podcast from a couple weeks ago and pointed out to us in the November 19th update that we were actually onto something. And since then, a few of 343 employees, including Postums today in the Halo Hub Discord, actually yesterday, saying that the modern controller mechanics that was brought up in one of the past updates is actually adapting the modern accelerations and controller movements to the older games. So if you like the way that Halo 5 feels or Halo 4 feels as far as like the controller acceleration and all that stuff, you're going to get that same controller experience in MCC, or at least that's the goal. That's what they're trying to do. So like we were supposedly thinking would happen, it'd be basically the option to rip out the old control schemes and old control mechanisms and put in the new ones.
Well, it'll definitely make it easier from moving from game to game.
Yeah, one controller experience across the board would be fantastic. So I'm excited about that. I'm assuming a lot of other people are too. But yeah, that'll make going back and forth between Halo games so much easier, and it makes Halo 3 so much more enjoyable. I mean, what they've done now with just changing the vertical and the horizontal, being able to change those independently, is great. But if we can make the controllers feel the same across the board, regardless, That'd be so great.
Probably right now, my biggest difficulty is remembering which button to push.
Yeah, there's that too. Next thing we have is, if I get back to my Word document, the loot crate. Well, we already kind of talked about that a little bit, and I forgot to update the link. But like we said before, there's the Halo crate that is going to be featuring George, and it is titled Support. You have until December 15th at 9 p.m. Pacific time or midnight Eastern time to get your crate. So that'll be on Saturday next week. So if you want to grab that, then make sure you do. And if you want to take advantage of the coupon code, then just make sure you go to podtacular.com/loot crate. And you can use, you have to choose the 3-month option. Doesn't work for anything else. And then you use Geek the Halls at checkout. All one word. Geek the Halls. So there you go. It is time for us to try to tackle this community spotlight. So I don't know how much time you've had to look at it. Hopefully I've delayed enough for you to take a look at the spotlight, GT. So we'll go from there. First up, as I mentioned before, is a little Pokemon Halo crossover. So someone did a art piece of 3 different stages of Flood. So the first one called Paraspore, which is your popcorn Pokemon, essentially. Then you have Viraspore, which is I think kind of modeled after the carrier form. And then you have Pandemispore, which would be kind of the tank pure form.
Yeah, I highly recommend that you click on the link and check out the rest of them. They've got Prometheans, Prophets, Sangheili, Brutes, Hunters, Buggers, Jackals, Grunts.
Yeah.
It's Noahs, and the Guntas from Halo Reach, or Gudas.
Oh, really? The Guntas?
Yeah.
I didn't actually have a chance to click on the link.
Yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
Wow. Yeah. So,
Prometheans, if they could make some animated stuff.
Oh,
I would love it if they could make some animated stuff and put it up for streamers to use for notifications and things like that.
That would be cool. I like how for the MOA, there's not an evolution thing. There's just a female and the male version.
Yeah. Boy and girl.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, these are great. And these are old, actually.
Yeah.
I thought the Promethean one looked familiar. Okay. Still, these are great. So yeah, the Deviant artist is SketchBGI. So yeah, check out the community spotlight. If you're a Pokemaniac like I am. Next up we have is some art pieces, renders, and all that fun stuff. First one here is from Hanzazuken. And this is a very rainbow-esque Halo piece. It's very, very pretty. Very pretty. Let's see. Any other big spotlight things on here that you saw? There's a napkin drawing.
Yeah. The napkin drawing was pretty good. Let's see. I'm kind of scrolling through it again.
Yeah, sorry we don't have a better set for this because we usually would be showing all this off, but since we kind of didn't have this up until 30 minutes ago, we weren't ready for this. The Chief's Chip one looks pretty cool. This is Master Chief in outer space. If you kind of think about it after Halo 4, he's reaching out for Cortana's chip. In outer space. So that's a cool concept piece.
Yeah, down just past just a little bit past halfway, they have a SFM render of the scene where the Arbiter and Chief are back to back on the Ark.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a pretty cool one. Just a little bit down there, a little bit further down there, you have Spartans battling on what's that map? I had it.
Lockout? No.
No, the bridge map.
Narrows.
Narrows, yes.
That looks like a promo piece right there.
Huh?
Yeah. That looks like a promo piece right there. Like you could.
Yeah.
Like a concept art promo piece.
And I have to admit, probably the one I like the most is the Hunter costume. Let's see.
Oh.
They really don't give you anything.
No, they don't say who it's from. Oh, wait. No, it's...
Actually, I think they do.
Brothib? I guess that's how you say it.
Yeah, Brothib. But it is an absolutely massive hunter costume. Let's see. I'm trying to see if it gives any kind of dimensions, like how tall it stands or anything, but it doesn't look like it.
Well, if that's a standard ladder in the background, then the up to the head looks like it's probably 8 feet.
That's probably a 5 foot ladder in the back. Like I said, from the floor to the top, it's probably around 7 foot, 7-8 foot.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it, see how tall it actually is. And of course he's crouching, like hunters do. So it's really hard to scale it.
Right. If he was looking straight up, it'd be a little bit different. There's quite a bit of cosplay in here compared to past updates. Right above that, I do like the Noble Six social life thing.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The fire team, well, I guess that's not fire team Raven, but the Halo Reach Unity Ground Forces. That's pretty cool. That render of and that's actually Bailey. Her render of the Arbiter in Chief, I mean, that looks fantastic. The Chief's visor, unfortunately, the Chief looks, I don't know if it's just the render itself or the lighting just kind of gives it off, but the Arbiter looks a lot cleaner and more realistic than the Chief one does for some reason. Don't know why. Yeah.
And somebody has finally found the perfect use for the Halo 3 helmet as a Christmas tree topper.
Oh, really? Where's that? Oh, yeah, there it is. Wow. That's funny.
They got Master Chief helmet on the side. Looks like they have, there's another one that has a little energy sword on the side of it. Let's see.
Gingerbread houses? Someone made a pit with gingerbread?
That's cool. Somebody with way too much time. But anyway.
Yep. Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but someone did the Hogwarts castle out of gingerbread.
Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of people do different things out of gingerbread. I saw somebody do the Empire State Building out of gingerbread.
Some people are just super talented and have way too much time on their hands.
Well, some of that stuff is having the availability of an oven to bake a sheet that's 7 foot long.
That's industrial for you.
Uh-huh. Overall, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good stuff in here, and I do recommend you go check it out. But, there's many videos and pictures and tweets, and it's all cool-looking stuff. But those are, those are the ones that really stand out to me.
I'm going to add the screenshots from MB Angel of Death down in the screenshot section. They are really cool. At least like the first two ones in there. There was something else that stuck out to me too. I haven't had a chance to watch any of the videos, so not sure if anyone of those are good. But the Puckett Top 10 Plays is in there. That one's good. Apparently, Jafet has also officially released the Installation 01 soundtrack, so that's now available. And you see the arc art? It's up near the top. Kind of near the bottom of the art section. It's an SFM render. That one said it.
Sorry, there's a lot to scroll through.
I know. I know. If there's like a short link thing to send you, it's...
Yeah. The arc render, that's a good looking one as well.
Yeah, someone right above the Arbiter and the Master Chief render. So yeah, lots of good content in here. Uni, you let me down. I thought you were going to be better than Grim. Thought you were going to get these Allentime, man. Anyways, this guy gave you a little friendly.
You must bend to our schedule.
Yes. Except we have no control over that.
Exactly.
So that's all everything for this week. Oh, I forgot to mention this last week, actually. There's a new set of Boomco blasters that have been spotted out in the wild. On Amazon, there is a purple Covenant carbine. So it's an off color from the regular carbine. There is a gold Covenant Needler, and then there is a 200 dart pack that is the orange and black tip darts. And there is also a Void's Tear spotted in Mexico today. Not on Amazon yet, but I'm looking to get my hands on that one as well. So yes, new Boomco stuff over on Amazon. Feel free to go check them out. So yeah, that's it for tonight's show. Lots of community content to go through. We had the community spotlight. We had all those community tweets. It's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Got to figure out a better way to go through the community spotlight, though. Need to figure that out. For Spartan Company update, for commendations at least, I don't think we have anything new unlocked since last week, but we are close on two of them. So the killing an enemy Spartan when your health is low and survive, we need 71. I have a feeling we'll probably get that before the end of the year goes out. And we also have kill an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle. We need 17 of those. I think that one could be done by the end of the year, but I'm not sure if it will be done.
Yeah, we need to get out there and start baiting people to jack vehicles. Why Bobby watches them with a sniper rifle.
Big new Super Fiesta. Yeah.
Well, you know, in Super Fiesta, people don't jack vehicles. They just blow them up.
Well, there's that too. You make a good point. So that'll be it for tonight. Make sure you check out the streams. GT will be hosting Fragon Friday tomorrow and then the week after. We have our stream, or my stream on Sunday, and that is for achievements, and then streaming with a wife on Tuesday. What can we play tomorrow, GT?
We'll be playing Halo 5.
All right, Halo 5 it is.
Everybody seems to be happy with the alternating back and forth, so we're going to continue that until someone says different.
All right. Sounds good. I guess for achievement streams, I'm not sure what I'm going to do because I got all the score stuff done. I'll probably try to do the heroic death list for the library. Might try to do the flip yap one again and then maybe work on some of the multiplayer stuff. I think I'm going to try to get as many of the Halo 5, Halo MCC achievements done, except for the Lazos, before trying to switch over to another game for achievement hunts. Still debating on whether or not to stream the Lazo ones, just because it is going to be such a grind to do. So it might be something where maybe do that on my own time. But I'm also trying to figure out if I want to do it co-op or not. I'm thinking I probably will, just from being able to use the checkpoints instead of going all the way back to the beginning of the mission. So I might need some co-op.
What you need to do is find a speedrunner to do them with you.
That too. Joker? Joker, well, Monopoly streams too, but Joker is probably the only one that actually speedruns all the games still, at least from a streaming perspective. I'm sure there's other people that are actually still running them.
Yeah, hit one of them up and say, hey, can you help me out with this?
Yeah, might do that. Make sure you check out all of our social media. We have our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also stream on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. That was fun. We have our Spartan Company that you can enlist in, and we also have the Xbox Club. Basically, just search for Podtacular wherever it is, and you will find it. Make sure you check out the Podcast Network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, or not The Learning Cliff, Guardian Radio, and Work in Progress on How to Murder Time. Website's still under construction, so just find all those different podcasts for the time being from Twitter or Google searches. And then also make sure you check out the Halo Hub. TheHaloHub.com is a place for community content creators to share their content and for other community members just to share content that they are fans of from the community. So it is a Discord server. You can find that over at TheHaloHub.com. Well, GT, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you for the folks that decided to drop by the stream in lieu of the Game Awards going on tonight. Hopefully we'll see some of you all tomorrow. Quick update on the Halo Bowl. Some of the teams do not have full four parties, and because it's been such last minute, we're going to change the tournament format into more of a community play date type of format. We're still trying to figure out the logistics, but we are still going to be doing the fundraiser piece of it, supporting gamers outreach. So if you want to learn more about it, bit.ly/HaloBowl3, that is the number 3. We'll get you over there. Still have to update it, but instead of the tournament for this year, we're just going to be doing kind of a typical fundraiser and play date type of thing. So more details throughout the week via Twitter and Facebook and Discord. And we'll also have stuff that we'll announce on the podcast next week as well. Next week, we are also going to have the guys on from the Halo Downfall project. So if you have any questions about their project, make sure you leave us those questions on Twitter or Discord or Facebook, and we'll ask those on the show next week. Anything else before we wrap up, GT?
Yes. Here soon, I will be looking for volunteer to help me with some achievements in Halo 2. So be sure to stay tuned to our Xbox Club. When I get to that point, I will put a post up there, and I will also mention it on the podcast as well. So I would appreciate some help, because it will make doing this particular one much easier.
Yes.
I'm trying an interesting combination of achievements, so this one ought to be fun.
Very nice. Also, if anyone is willing to be a YouTube moderator for us during game nights, then we are looking for one. Ideally, it's someone that would be able to come to most of the streams. But if you're available one night, not another night, but you're available on that one night consistently, then we're looking for people to help out with moderation over on our YouTube channel. So just hit me or GT up, and we'll just talk to logistics and get you modded over there. We would appreciate the support. That'll wrap it up for the podcast tonight. We're almost at 660, GT.
Almost.
And then a few more. We get that lovely number. I have to figure out what to do with that one. But everyone have a wonderful week. We will see you hopefully on Fragging Friday tomorrow. If not, on one of our other streams or on next week's episode. Until then, keep on fragging them trucks.